For those who have walked down the streets of New York City or ridden in the subway system, it's a scene not easily forgotten. A disheveled person talking to themselves, perhaps smelly, sometimes cursing at some unknown person in a loud, angry voice. I've been there many years. Have you? I confess that, like many other observers, I kind of moved away, leaving as much space as possible between me and the deranged individual. Fearful, as we all are these days, they may randomly attack or push you on the tracks, like some of the stories that we read almost every week in the newspapers. Have you ever had such an encounter or a fear? It's a bit scary, isn't it? Sometimes I imagine what it must be like to be in those shoes, living in a place where nobody really wants you around, being so troubled in your own mind, lacking adequate community support that you end up isolating yourself, wandering around alone or homeless, scared, angry, afraid, with nothing to keep you company but your own despair. When you put yourself in those shoes, it's quite unbearable, isn't it? The man in our gospel lesson was exactly like that. He was thought and known to be controlled by evil spirits, and because of that, he was feared and rejected by everyone in his town. Note the similarities between this demon-possessed man and the demons that possess us. He was totally cut off from family and society. He didn't live in a nice neighborhood, but in the tombs, a cemetery of dead people, dead as he certainly felt. In other words, he was already in a living death, separated from normal people and normal living. He was so totally possessed that though the demons recognized Jesus as the Son of the Most High God, the man still could not free himself. Now look at Jesus in this story. Jesus had crossed over the sea from Galilee and entered a non-Jewish territory that was Gentile. They arrived in the Gerasenes. And the name Gerasa in Hebrew means expelled. So Jesus had landed in the land of the expelled, which aptly describes this man with the demons. He was expelled from society. But this man, he runs up to Jesus, naked, broken, and bruised, shackles on his hands and wrists, possessed by demons. And soon Jesus would expel those demons controlling the man's life. Jesus is not afraid of this scary man. In fact, Jesus seeks him out and speaks to him, asks him his name, a beautiful gesture. This man is somebody to Jesus. He tells Jesus his name is Legion. Now, Legion wasn't his real name, of course, because Legion was a military military unit of Rome of about 4,000 to 6,000 soldiers. And this poor man seemed to be possessed by so many demons that everyone just simply called him Legion. Imagine that. The demons conversed with Jesus and begged them not to send them into the abyss, the home of demons. Not even the demons want to live with other demons. So Jesus allows them to enter a herd of pigs, which the demons drive over the cliff into the sea. These demons attack first the man, and now they destroy a valuable commodity to the members of this community. It's a reminder to us that the demons are always intent on destroying and what they possess. You perhaps wonder why Jesus would allow this to happen to the poor pigs. What did the pigs do to deserve this, right? Perhaps Jesus felt one human life was worth a herd of pigs. We don't know this. We don't know why Jesus allowed this. That's a tale for another day. But we do know the community didn't seem to like this. A valuable commodity to them had been destroyed. Instead of being afraid of the demons, they now are afraid of Jesus, just like they were once afraid of this man. The townsfolk are so disturbed to find this man in his right mind. And when you're healthy in your right mind, you can think clearly, make good decisions, and form positive relationships. You can manage your emotions and live a balanced life. This man who was once lost and tormented, we find him now peaceful and calm in his right mind, dressed, sitting calmly at the feet of Jesus and thinking straight. The very things that once held him captive no longer control him. His life is changed because of Jesus. Now, there's this interesting reversal in the story that we see here, that now it's the townspeople who are not in their right mind. When they see this man and what has happened and see him sitting at the feet of Jesus, totally sane, they become seized with fear. The man was seized by the demon. The townspeople are seized with fear. Who is possessed now? It is the town people who are possessed with fear. But no wonder they're not afraid, because they're not in their right mind. They prefer profit over the well-being of a man. In this land of expel, the demons are expelled from the man, and now the townspeople expel Jesus, the Son of God, from their midst. So as we think about being in our right mind, let's consider where we might still be struggling in our lives with fear, anger, or confusion. Maybe it's time for us to think about inviting Jesus in and allowing him to restore to us a sense of peace and well-being in our lives. And certainly we need a society and a world in its right mind, which means placing personal and community sanity over the demons of excessive economic profit. The country with the most bombs, it turns out, is the winner, even if it means cutting off medical care to the poor. Are we in our right mind? Meaning, do we take the mind of Christ as Paul talks and explains to the Corinthians? So the question is, how do we put ourselves in the right mind? We begin by acting like Jesus. May we be willing to enter places that are foreign and strange to us. Like Jesus went out of his way to help this man, we are called to do what we can for others, even if it's an inconvenience. We are called to show compassion, just like Jesus did in this story. Compassion to those around us who may be wandering alone in their struggles, just like this man once did. To realize that even those we fear have a name. They are somebody in God's eyes. And we can be that reflection of Jesus's love and help others find their way back to peace and restoration. So may we seek to be in our right minds in this world that seems filled with hatred and anger and fear, economic and military might against the poor. May, through the mercy of God, we expel all that harms and destroys, and in its place, let us find balance and well-being, and find, through the power of Christ, to be in our right mind. And then may we, like this healed man, go forth and proclaim all that Jesus has done for us. Amen.